Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and all across North America. Always a pleasure to have Brian Hoops on the line, owner and senior market analyst at Midwest Market Solutions, with locations in South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. Brian, as you know, this is a beef show, and I happen to know you're a health enthusiast and a big fan of protein. What's your favorite cut of steak, sir, and how do you take it?
I like any steak on the grill. You can't overcook a steak. You'll ruin all the flavor. So you got to be medium, maybe a little medium plus. There you go.
Now, speaking of steak, we talked to the crew at Stockman's Livestock about their prolific fat cattle sale. They said the last 2 weeks were the highest they had ever seen. Brian, where do you see it going from here?
Well, I don't think that demand that they're talking about is going away anytime soon. You know, we have corn prices moving lower here into the summer months, probably going to move lower into the fall. So naturally, producers who have a lot of corn on hand, harvest a big crop, they're going to want to either market it through their livestock. And I think that's probably what a lot of people are going to want to do, because it's been very strong markets here recently.
Right.
They're going to want to buy calves. Demand should be there for their feeder calves, and then feed out their corn through that, especially if we can get some moisture in the last half of this year. We can have some grass pastures to kind of get them started on.
All right. Leads into, where do you see feeders going from here?
You know, there's going to be such a strong demand for feeder calves underneath this market. I don't think the futures market really wants to sell off. We're kind of in line with where that index is trading, so we're not going to move too far from it. I don't think we see a lot of weakness because of that strong demand. That index is going to be at least steady and probably move higher as we see sale barns continue to report very strong demand for those calves.
Right on. So the CME stays pretty steady, but sale barns across the Midwest going to be continue to be high.
Yeah, that's what I would look for. I wouldn't look for any real weakness in those sale barn activity. I think there's going to be really good demand as we go into the fall and winter months.
Right on. Now, critters eat corn, and the corn crop in Iowa and Nebraska, at least around my house, looks most excellent. Where do you see corn prices going into the fall and henceforth?
Well, we're trying to rally a little bit off of our lows. We saw some farmers selling yesterday, calf the rallies. We're about 20 cents off of the lows that we put in just a week ago. I think, you know, anything of these rallies, 20, 25 cents, it's going to cap the rally, but because of farmers selling, will limit the advance. Going into the fall months, assuming we get some decent rains in August, and there's forecasts that are hot, dry than normal early part of August, mid-August to the last half of the month, it looks wet to a wet pattern once again. That's going to really give us a substantial yield for both corn and soybeans if that forecast holds out. That means corn price is probably headed to 325, 350 range by harvest lows.
Well spoken, sir. Senior market analyst Brian Hoops, how do good citizens utilize your services?
You can reach me directly, 417-501-5132. You can find a list of our offices and their phone numbers at our website, MidwestMarketSolutions.com.
Brian Hoops, always a pleasure, my friend.